Now, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Well, one of us is. Brittany producing for us here today. Leroy and Jennifer apparently hobnobbing for the last 25 minutes.
I know. I hate to break it to you, but the meeting said 1:30. So.
What do you mean the meeting started at 1:30?
No, like the meeting, like the end time was 1:30.
What could they possibly be saying for 45 minutes?
It clearly wasn't important if I didn't have to be there, so.
I mean, this is something.
But everybody and their mom is here. I'm seeing everyone come out of the woodworks. Hawk's here. Joe Zizaki's here. Everyone's here.
Wow. How about that? And look at ourselves having a nice little.
It's just me and you.
Just a nice little get together. Sorry, yeah, we realize we all have to have we can't all just throw computers on all the time, ladies and gentlemen. What's next? Replaying interviews at the end of the show? I mean, come on.
Who does that? Like,
who
come
does
on.
That? You're absolutely crazy here. Anyway,
live radio.
Let us get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. The Miami Marlins will be back at it today as they take on the Atlanta Braves at 7:15. Yuri Perez on the hill for the fish. Yesterday, they got themselves a clutch win against the Houston Astros. Most clutch of it was the bullpen because... It got pretty dicey there at the end. Ediberto Hernandez, he went deep for the fish, as did Graham Pauly to give the Marlins a 6-3 lead. And then things got a little tight there late. And thankfully, Calvin Fauché was able to get out of it. Great play at the plate by him. And you had a fantastic performance from him. Lake Bacher got the save for the fish. And they were able to salvage the series finale for themselves to move on to this series with the Bravos. Ronnie Enriquez was also pretty clutch. He struck out the side in the, I believe it was the eighth inning. Maybe I got the inning slipped. He was seventh, and then Fauché was the eighth. So great job by the bullpen there. Anthony Bender, got a little dicey for him. But either way, Marlins got themselves a win yesterday, 6-4. They got the Braves coming up. Then they have the Guardians and then the Red Sox. And both of those teams have been humming right now. So the Marlins are going to be really getting some serious tests throughout this month of August, where they are trying to keep themselves afloat in this wild card race. We know that they got back to 500 after sweeping the Yankees, who finally got a win yesterday. The Yankees have been god-awful as of late. But now the Braves, who are probably one of the bigger disappointments in baseball this year, they're 20 games under 500. Everybody is rats off a ship on their team. This would be a huge, huge weekend for the Marlins. If they can go and take 3 out of 4 from Atlanta, they would set themselves up nicely because you're going to go out on this tough trip. And the Marlins have been good on the road this season. So that is one thing that they have going for themselves going into this thing. And certainly, like, look, Houston's been a good team all year. They had just come off a sweep to the Red Sox. You know, it's not shameful to lose 2 out of 3 from them. They're a very, very good team, but obviously, you know, you want to keep things going red hot, but they were prepared. They had a good game plan against the Marlins. They were very aggressive against their hitters. They were sitting on their junk, and they were able to really jump on them early in these performances. So, you know, go ahead.
Were you worried after like those two losses, like, oh no, we all got so excited after the Yankees sweep and they're just going to start going downhill after this?
No, because I think that I do think that the Marlins have shown themselves definitely be capable. I think the one thing that's probably a concern, Brittany, the most is Sandy, because you know, he still has that propensity to give up the big inning. And it felt a little like, okay, he figured things out, but now that this is behind him, like, people always say that clarity is a good thing. We heard that from the Heat last year with the Jimmy Butler thing too, where they were like, oh, we have clarity now. And it went worse when they had settled on the Jimmy Butler stuff than it did when all the chaos was going on. So I do wonder if now that Sandy has all the trace stuff behind him, all right, can he get back to who he was fully, or is this going to be an issue? Now, you're not going to face as many good lineups as Houston has, but... there's certainly going to be some good tests ahead. The Red Sox have jumped the Yankees in the AL East. Cleveland's been playing really, really good. So we're certainly going to get that. That's why these next four are going to be really, really important for them to kind of beef things up. If they could get out of this series and be like over 500 to finish off the road trip, I think that would be absolutely huge. Yeah. But
that, 2-2, I think, is a solid place to be out of this series. That's kind of
It would be. I think 2-2, I'd be like, all right. But okay, I because four game series are tough to win, especially on the road. But I definitely would love, I think, based on who they're taking on right now in Atlanta and how much they've struggled, which this is an odd thing because Atlanta's usually drubbed the Marlins over the last five years. Now the shoe's on the other foot and they've really, really gone to the dumper. Maybe send their ass to last place. That would bring me a lot of joy because I have no love for a lot of these teams in the NL East. I quite frankly hate a lot of them. Let us get to our training camp report, which is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of their over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Miami Dolphins are going to be back on the practice field tomorrow in a joint practice against the Chicago Bears. They released their first depth chart yesterday. I don't think there was anything that was too noteworthy from it because everybody who's starting, you kind of knew. The only one that's probably a little bit of a surprise is Darren Waller's listed as the starting tight end. We'll see.
But also, like, with our options, are we like too shocked on that one?
I just don't know what to make of him. Like they said yesterday, and I was kind of confused by this because Mike McDaniel was saying like, yeah, you know, we're in a tricky spot because we don't want to bring him back for a joint practice. It's like, okay, so they're gonna have a joint practice,
yeah,
and they're gonna have a preseason game. Then I imagine they're gonna come back for probably like a walkthrough on Tuesday, I'd imagine. And you're like, all right. And then eventually they got a game on Saturday. So their joint practice is going to be what, Thursday? So he's going to have one practice before a joint practice? Or are they going to wait all the way until they get to the Jaguars week? And so, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just still skeptical on the Darren Waller thing.
I mean, we're all skeptical on it, but like, I'm skeptical about that position since we got rid of Jonnu Smith. So it's like,
yeah, no, that is totally fair. I do think that, look, the receiving core is going to have better options, so I'm excited about that. I think Malik Washington stepping up a year. Westbrook Akini had a lot of touchdowns last year for a lousy quarterbacking Titans team. And, you know, maybe Taj Washington blows up or one of these guys, D. Eskridge, does some better things this year, knowing the offense for another year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I have zero expectations that Darren Waller is going to work out. Whoa. It feels like we have one of these a year where somebody comes along. Yeah, last year with Odell Beckham.
Darren Waller.
The Odell Beckham thing was actually even more disappointing because they signed Odell and made a big deal and they had a press conference about it. And you're like, oh, cool. And then he was nowhere near ready for football. And you're like, well, what were you guys thinking there?
Failed experiment.
I'm not here to be some kind of a Grinch on the whole situation because I want Darren Waller to work out. But if he doesn't work out, I'm not going to be surprised. Like, the guy hadn't played football for 2 years. He was already on the D-line. He hasn't really had a monster season in 3 seasons.
And he went to some personal things during that time off as well. So I just feel
a ton. Yeah, like, he's been dealing with a ton of personal stuff. And look, it's great that it seems like he's gotten past a lot of that stuff. But when they say, hey, he looks in great shape, but he's not in football shape. And my whole thing of it was, okay, well, how off of football shape was he that it was smart to not have him practice during the first couple of weeks when you guys weren't even in pads? And now you're in this position where, well, we don't want to drop him out of the sky.
Yeah, it's like, what shape is he even in if he can't even practice it without pads? It's just rough. So it's like, are we just going to see Julian Hill now? And it's like, are we really going to see that much receiving from the tight ends this year? Is it just going to be, you know, blocking and stuff like how it was the first Mike McDaniel year? I feel like that's what we're leaning towards.
That seems where it is going. But that is your training camp update. And we'll get more on it tomorrow, obviously, when we get the juice of that joint practice between the Dolphins and the Bears. We'll take a break. We got Goosey's No Goosey's coming up later on. But we got to get into this Teddy Bridgewater thing yesterday because he addressed his suspension yesterday as he signed on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so one of Miami's own, coming to his defense after a weird situation down here where he was banned as the coach of Miami Northwestern. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the handle there. You guys can go check us out. You guys can watch Hockman and Crowder and Solana there. You guys can watch Sports Day there. And now you can watch Joe Rose there as well, streaming live on your mornings on YouTube and Twitch. Shout out to the big dog. We also want to let you guys know, I got a cool contest going on with the Odyssey app for our listeners. If you guys like to see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December, we got a contest for you. It's easy to enter. Just log on to the Odyssey app, listen to WQM for 1 hour, and you're entered. If you guys want more chances, listen every day, and you might win. The winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app. Now it's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's Odyssey, AUDACY.com/Zach, ZAC. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group for that. We got preseason football tonight. Colts at Ravens at 7 o'clock. Anthony Richardson's going to be starting that one as he's trying to beat out Danny Dimes for the starting job in Indy. Cincinnati is taking on the Eagles at 7:30. Joe Burrow is going to start there. And then we got the Pete Carroll Bowl going on. Las Vegas at Seattle at 10 o'clock. And Geno Smith and the starters are supposed to be playing for the Raiders. So that's going on there. The Dolphins will be practicing against the Bears coming on up. But one piece of news that happened yesterday was in regard to Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater, of course, is former Miami Dolphins backup quarterback, a longtime quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, and, of course, a Miami Northwestern legend, led the Bulls to a state championship last year and then was suspended unceremoniously this year for providing his players with equipment and rides. And really nothing nefarious, but apparently is against Florida high school rules when it comes to providing your players with things, which seems really stupid. And I get it. He's a high profile coach. Maybe you think it's an unfair advantage, but I don't think that he's doing anything that's, bad.
Yeah,
it's not like
there's a lot worse things that happen in high school sports, like people bringing people from other countries to come play. And this man was just like, helping these kids out who, Northwestern isn't like a private school. It's not, these kids, they could benefit from that. And you just took away somebody who was a mentor
to them.
Inspiration, is a mentor to them, who, brought so much value to that program. And it's it's super disappointing to see, because the only people that you're hurting in that situation are the kids.
It made absolutely zero sense. Oh, hello, Leroy.
What's up?
What's up, Johnny Corporate? Good of you to show up.
We had some corporate stuff
today. I heard. Wink. But anyway, Teddy Bridgewater, we're just getting to this story. We're going to hear some of Teddy's comments from yesterday. And this was what Teddy Bridgewater said, that he was just trying to help and protect his players.
Everyone knows that I'm just a cheerful guy, a cheerful giver as well. And I'm a protector, and I'm a father first before anything. And when I decided to coach, those players became my sons. And I wanted to make sure that I just protect them in the best way that I can. And, I think that's what came about. Miami Northwestern is in a tough neighborhood, and, sometimes things can happen when kids are walking home and different things like that. So I just tried to protect them, give them, a ride home instead of having to take those dangerous walks. But I just want people to continue to see me for the person that I've been, from the time I arrived in the NFL, from the time that I arrived at the University of Louisville. Just a humble guy who has a big heart and a cheerful giver.
There you go. Teddy Bridgewater yesterday addressing the media.
There's not a single person that I've ever met that has come in contact with that man, right, and has said anything negative about him. And it sucks that only in Florida could a man who has been nothing but good for young people with his own money, his own time, the only man that get fired from a job that he was never hired for or paid for.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so insane that this happened. I mean, like, so many of those kids can just benefit from having him around, and they're just like, nah, not for us. Sorry, we got rules is rules. It's like, ugh, all right, good for you guys. I hope you guys feel tremendous with the FHSAA. I hope you guys feel fantastic about upholding the rules.
Yeah. Don't worry.
And the thing is, what frustrates me is that you know that this is going on in other programs, but it's just because it's Teddy Bridgewater, they're probably putting an even closer eye on it, and that's where they found the nefarious acts happen. But we, like, come on, you guys. Like, we know what goes on in these programs in Miami, especially in Miami. Like, it's just, that's so frustrating to me.
It's just a weird thing.
It's frustrating that probably the most honorable guy is the one who was out front about it.
Yeah, he was literally looking for some more help on it because he did reach into his own pockets for this. And he goes, hey, we had this, that. And they're like, you did what, Teddy?
Exactly. Like, how dare you? And it's like, there's people who are doing even worse things. So many, like, I know so much worse things that are happening at programs here in Miami. And yet he's the one who gets in trouble for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. We got some news also. The Basketball Hall of Fame, they're going to have their enshrinement come up for the class of 2025. And, of course, Miami Heat owner Mickey Arison is going to be enshrined this year.
Well deserved. And
it's been announced that he is going to be presented by his Hall of Fame peers, Alonzo Mourning, Pat Riley, and Dwayne Wade will be up on stage with him as his enshrinement.
You know what's crazy? People think that what Mickey Arison has done takes a lot more self-control. If you look around the landscape of ownership right now, everybody wants to say so. It's really hard for an owner to step back and let his people do their thing without having anything to say. Right?
Yep.
Stephen Ross tries to do that.
He certainly stopped talking. I mean, that was definitely, I don't know. I don't exactly remember the time, probably around the bully committee, to be honest with you. But we stopped getting those Stephen Ross wild press conferences. Cause you know, he got too excited. He got too excited. He would say things that are crazy. Carmelo Anthony, he is going to have Allen Iverson and Dwayne Wade present him.
Why AI? Did they play together or something? No.
I don't know. Dwayne Wade had Allen Iverson.
Huh?
Dwayne Wade had Allen Iverson present him. Which you don't, like, you just sit behind him. It's not like you give a speech or anything like that.
Right.
And Dwight Howard is going to have Dominique Wilkins, Robert Parrish, Dennis Rodman, and Patrick Ewing up there with him. Hmm.
A controversial bunch.
Oh, he said they played in Denver together.
Denver Nuggets, Allen Iverson.
Wow.
Billy Donovan, he's going in with Maurice Cheeks, and he's getting presented by Maurice Cheeks and Rick Pitino.
Wow.
Top-notch widow's peak on Billy Donovan. And then finally, the 2008 USA Men's National Team, the Redeem Team, they will be presented by Jason Kidd, Dwayne Wade, Jerry Colangelo, Chris Bosh, Jim Boeheim, and Coach K.
Cool.
So that is your those are your upcoming presenters.
Is that the only Hall of Fame where you mention who's going to present? Like that, where you have a
football
whole group.
Doesn't football do that? Football has somebody football, unveil the. They have somebody.
They don't
unveil
do that. But they don't do the. Remember, they used to have the speech. The person would come up and give a speech. Then you would go.
They stopped doing that.
Yeah,
but they still have somebody go up with you, and I think unveil the bust with you. Usually,
I don't know. I guess I'm not sure.
I didn't, you know, it was weird. I didn't really watch much of the Hall of Fame stuff this year, other than the Sterling Sharp clip.
I told you, I'm not watching.
You're boycotting.
Boycott.
You're done.
I'm done.
Because, do we need to start like a campaign for my guy, the toe reader?
I mean, I would just say there's not many people in the history of National Football League that have over 20,000 total yards.
Mm.
Let's start there.
Sheesh. Crazy. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll close things out with a little goosies. No goosies. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Time to close things out with a little Thursday edition. Well, it's always a Thursday edition of Goosies. No Goosies. Are you ready, Leroy?
I'm ready.
First up for Goosies, No Goosies is Basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman, Lady Magic.
Yep.
She was given the business to one Jeff Teague. Because Jeff Teague had some comments diminishing a little bit about what Caitlin Clark is as far as her whole talent is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what was said by Nancy Lieberman on Michael Beasley's podcast.
I don't agree with Jeff Teague, who I read something today said that, you know, Caitlin Clark, well, she's just a good player. She's not a great player. Jeff.
He said that? She good, but she not that good.
I love you. You weren't a great player.
Wait.
Okay? You were serviceable. I know you made the All-Star team one time.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. If we're going to.
Serviceable.
If we're going to be honest, I'm happy for your career.
We won't have. Jeff, my guy.
Damn.
But you tripping. Caitlin's great. She got like.
She is great.
Wow.
Hey, the one thing I hate about this business that we're in, why people act like they got to say something, you know, off the wall to get, you know what I mean? He don't believe that. Caitlin Clark moves the needle unlike most people in basketball.
Right.
There's only a handful of people that come in and move the needle like that. And there's a lot of jealousy because she can move the needle like that. It's just like it was when LeBron. Remember LeBron came in and everything was about LeBron, Bron, 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 and people got tired of it and they started attacking Bron. That's how it works. But the one place you expect respect for your game and your abilities is other people that do the same thing, right? So another basketball player can kind of break it down for folks as to why this person is great. And I think that's what the issue is. When somebody inside your sport, right, who wants to be heard, says something like that, I have an issue with that. So I have no goosies towards what was said. I think it was just something to get some clicks.
But you have no goosies towards Nancy Lieberman defending?
Oh, no. No. I got goosies with her. But I'm saying, yeah. Yeah, she defended Caitlin Clark. And by the way, Nancy Lieberman was a great basketball player and not a scrub. So it ain't coming from somebody who's just in basketball.
No.
She was a great basketball player.
Yeah, I agree. I have the goosies as well. It's tough that you had to get taken down by a legend like that, Jeff Teague. But I got to say, this Jeff Teague, entertaining podcast, gets a little squirrely sometimes on his takes.
Especially with your James Harden, D-Wade, Jeff Teague.
I find it hilarious that we are looking at a podcast with Michael Beasley.
Yeah. Happy for him. I love the year Michael Beasley's had. I feel like this is like a coming out year for Michael Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's, you know, he's starring with his one-on-one stuff. He's always been like the big three, face of the big three. But He's doing podcasts. I'm happy for Michael Beasley. It makes me excited. And that he is having this phase of his career. Right. Where I feel like he's getting even more love. Jennifer, what do you say? Nancy Lieberman's takedown of Jeff T. Goosies or no goosies?
I love me a good takedown. Goosies.
Goosies. Brittany?
Goosies galore for sure on that one. Good. Jeff T needs to shut up.
Wow.
I agree with her 1,000%. I'm so tired of seeing him. Like, every clip I see all the time is just him, like, saying the most outlandish things. And I get it. It's, like, rage baiting and he's trying to get clicks in because, you know, he's irrelevant. But I'm tired of it. Like, shut up.
There's a lot of people that do that. You know what? I used to think that was Skip Bayless's claim to fame. Like, he found a guy that he could go after and everybody wanted to hear it.
Rage baiting works and I get it. But it's like, I don't know. Like, we're... Caitlin Clark is what you're going to pick, the hill you're going to die on? You're going to lose that one every time, my guy.
Mm. Jennifer, do you have the list? Are you good now? Do you you have number two for us?
I am good. I apologize. Had to show face.
You're a hobnobber.
I was not talking. Yes, you were. Leroy, you should not be talking right now.
Wait, what are you doing?
No.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
How about what are you doing?
Malik Beasley. I'm proving himself.
Wow. Malik Beasley is going through it right now. And he took to Snapchat. And he says that he's got a chip on his shoulder.
I feel like people turn their backs on me. Low key. I mean, like, people were saying some crazy things in the media. If you go on my Instagram, you'll see the crazy. You know, people judging me. Have I made mistakes in my life? Yes. Am I proud of those mistakes? No. I'm human. But, you know, I know what I know. Like I said, for my girl, summer continues, you know. And until something else is done, then I just got to stay positive, stay low-key, stay grinding. Tell you one thing, I got a chip on my shoulder. I'm ready to destroy anybody in front of me. I'm ready to prove again that I belong in this league. You know, for those who know me, I work too hard. I work every day. I put basketball before anything. And so, yeah.
Why is he in witness protection?
Wait, what'd you say?
I mean, I wouldn't say you put basketball in front of everything. I mean, if you put basketball in front of everything, in this position, you'd have $40 million. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm just saying, like, it would seem if you put it in front of everything, Malik. So I'm going to say no goosies. I do wish you well.
No goosies.
Yeah, I think.
And also, stay away from nefarious creatures who, you know, look like they break thumbs.
I would say this. No goosies for the simple fact that you don't need to explain, right? Whatever your penalty is, you're going to have to serve it. Whether you have an explanation or not, nobody's going to care. Now, whatever that suspension may be, when you come back from that, then I would like to hear this. But not before. Because we don't even know what your penalty is going to be or how this is going to work out. So, yeah, I'm not down with that.
Jennifer?
Hearing him talk about himself in the dark.
Not in the dark.
Like he was talking about himself in the dark. Like he was half asleep. Like, I ain't, like, no.
Yeah, no. No goosies for me.
All right.
What's up? Pick better.
Brittany? Looking. Goosies? No goosies?
Definitely no goosies on that one. Any grown man who's putting up prompts on their Snapchat
no
stories
goosies.
And prompting people to give him, you know, questions that he knows he's going to have to answer because
or
of what he's done.
He's probably sending the messages
yeah,
to
that's
himself.
What, like,
okay?
It's so embarrassing. Like, just deal your debt in quiet, my friend. No, lame.
Well, he is. He's going to be dealing with more debt. If he can't figure out how he's going to get a contract because of all this stuff around him. So we'll see what happens. He's not like Terry Rozier, who's like under contract. Terry Rozier's dealing with the cloud, but he's making $24 million this year.
Let's put him Malik on Instagram Beasley. Live.
Malik Beasley had his money taken by Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
What is number three, Jennifer?
How do we feel about the Kachucks being on the cover of the NHL 26 together? Have a picture for you guys.
Wow.
Look at that.
All the Kachucks, huh?
Wow. You got Keith Kachuk, Brady Kachuk, and, of course, Matthew Kachuk, who this is the deluxe edition?
The deluxe, yep.
Listen, I don't play sports video games, but that's pretty Goosey's. That's Goosey's galore.
That is Goosey's galore.
There's not a whole bunch of families
Goosey's galore
that can say they've shared that moment, right? I mean, the only other thing is if they would have did the Madden and put Eli and Peyton on the cover, right?
Yep.
That's the closest. Can we think of the McCourty twins? Archie. The McCourty twins. Can we think of any or Thomas Jones and his brother? Like, there's not a whole bunch of success at that level in another sport, right? Can we think of any two in basketball where both of them are good?
I mean, I don't know if it slaps. I mean, you could do the Currys. You could have Steph, Seth, and then and Wardell.
That's not the same.
Or
come
Del
on
Curry.
Now. We know that's not the same.
Nah, they've had. Can we think of a more successful, like, family in another sport?
Because this goes down also to his father, right? Their father,
right? I can't think of one. Yeah, but that got the Goosey's. Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Goosey's. I've got Goosey's on Goosey's on Goosey's galore. That looks epic.
Goosey's galore.
Yes. I mean, just imagine having that poster in your house.
It's pretty cool.
30 years from now, telling your kids. Framed. Look at that. Son, don't talk to me until you get
Granny
this.
Must be so proud. I'm just saying.
She wanted to she beat them up. There was a point during the season where she wanted to kick all their asses.
No, well, they weren't supposed to fight. They weren't shocked at what was going on.
They weren't supposed to fight. That's how that was supposed to go. Brittany, do you have the Goosey's from the Kachuk cover?
Oh, 1,000 Goosey's galore.
Goosey's galore.
That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. What else do we have, Jennifer?
Well, I know this is going to bring a nice smile to your face, Tobin. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Goran Dragic on a camel?
Wow!
Look how cutie he looks.
I mean, that just makes me happy for my guy. Look at him.
Can I just tell you?
Hmm?
That camel looks dumb as a box of rocks.
Why are you shaming a camel?
With camels, since
what did a camel do to you?
Tuesday, what is your problem?
They just look dumb. Look.
Don't you know what? I hope I'm one day saying, you come face to face I'm with not, a camel and it proves you wrong.
Jennifer, you know me. Let's be clear. What are the chances Leroy comes face to face with a camel?
Go to a zoo.
No. Like, yeah. You know why I don't like zoos? They smell.
They do smell.
Yeah.
So did the Capybara Cafe,
so
by the way.
So locker rooms.
I got the Goosey's. Look at him. He's adorable.
No. No Goosey's.
What?
No
Goosey's.
No Goosey's.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
No Goosey's.
Jennifer?
I have the Goosey's. I've been on top of a camel, so I know how the experience is very, I don't know. It's very interesting experience. So I have the
Did
Goosey's.
You find the camel to be stupid?
No, I did not think it was stupid. In fact, I was terrified to get on it.
Yeah. You know why? Because
what?
Not enough dots on your die.
Slow. Leave the camels alone, Leroy.
Well, they did absolutely nothing to you.
Can I just say this?
Okay.
Can I just say this? Camels could be smart as hell.
I'm not even. You can't say that. They're saying he looks dumb.
That's what I said. He looks dumb. I didn't say he was dumb. So the people just say, how can a camel survive in the desert? I mean, they drink water once a month. Like, okay.
That's just their surviving mechanism. You can't call them stupid because that's how they live.
No, I'm not. I didn't ask that question. Somebody else said they can't be stupid and survive in. I'm like, that's instincts. They're different.
Brittany, you got the the Goosey's from Goran.
Yeah, I have the Goosey's for the camels because I feel bad for them because Leroy, they keep catching strays from Leroy all week. Hey, leave the camels alone.
I said they look dumb.
That's catching your that, yes. That's they're catching up. Strays from you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
So then we have to do a PSA.
PETA online.
Hey, yes. Dear camels, I'm sorry if I offended you. That's not sorry, what, that wasn't my intention. I'm sorry you said you look stupid. Camels were also the first cigarettes.
That's our show for today, everybody. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.